This Week in the Civil War, at Charleston, South Carolina, during the night of September 6, 1863, the embattled Confederate garrisons of Fortress Wagner and Battery Gregg, under Union shelling since early July, were quietly evacuated and relocated around Charleston's perimeter because Confederate Commander Pierre Beauregard believed that a major Union infantry assault was pending, and he doubted that an assault could be stopped by Wagner and Gregg's Confederate defenders. The following day, Union forces occupied the abandoned Confederate defenses and demanded that Fort Sumter and the city of Charleston be surrendered. Beauregard refused, believing that Fort Sumter was still defendable, even with substantial damage due to the Union bombardment against it. Charleston, the site of the war's beginnings, was more important psychologically than militarily to both sides. Conflict would continue at Charleston for several more months. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.